USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says the president is required by law to respond to Congress on who killed Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Murphy tells CNN's State of the Union host Jake Tapper.
His intelligence services are telling him that Mohammed bin Salman was responsible, and because either of a personal relationship he has or a business relationship he has with Saudi Arabia, he is declining to make that finding to Congress.
Saudi officials insist the journalist was murdered by a rogue team of Saudi agents not acting on the prince's orders. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 17 Saudi officials. Negotiations have bogged down over funding for a border wall, with Democrats now trying to limit the number of detention beds that ICE agents would have access to. It's an attempt to limit aggressive detention activities by ICE. Democrats are still looking at only $2 billion or less for a wall, far below the $5.7 billion the president wants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Will there be another government shutdown at the end of the week? Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday it's possible.
We do not want it to come to that, but that option is still open to the president and will remain so.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam reiterates to CBS this morning that he will not resign after admitting to wearing blackface in the 1980s.
This has been a difficult week, and again, I'm fine. It's been mainly difficult for Virginia and this country. So yes, I have thought about resigning, but I've also thought about what Virginia needs right now, and I really think that I'm in a position where I can take Virginia to the next level, and it will be very positive.
The governor said in an interview with the Washington Post published Saturday that he would spend the remainder of his term working toward advancing racial equality. A 22-year-old California man allegedly drove his truck onto the sidewalk of a busy street in Fullerton, California, striking 9 pedestrians before hitting a tree. KTLA reports Christopher Solis of Anaheim was arrested early Sunday on suspicion of felony DUI. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian forces said Sunday they're locked in a fierce battle to take over the final territory controlled by ISIS in eastern Syria. Republican Representative Liz Cheney tells CNN's State of the Union host Jake Tapper the U.S. should not pull out of Syria so soon that it would allow ISIS back in.
We've done tremendous work both in Syria as well as in Afghanistan. But in Syria, the issue is not the territorial control. In Syria, the issue is whether or not we're able to ensure that ISIS doesn't reconstitute. And we've had about 2,200 special operations forces there. They've been doing crucially important work that you can only do from there, providing air support, providing some artillery support.
Some residents of a European zoo staged a brief breakout, but then think better of their actions. More on that from Chris Barnes.
Zookeepers in Northern Ireland say a group of chimpanzees used branches that had been weakened by a storm to make a ladder and escape from their enclosure at the Belfast Zoo. Video of it was filmed on Saturday by visitors to the zoo. It showed several of the primates scaling a wall, perching atop it, and one walking down a path outside the enclosure. A zookeeper says trees in the chimps' enclosure had been weakened by those storms, allowing the animals to break them and fashion a ladder to get out of the enclosure, and he said they're so intelligent they know they're not supposed to be out of their enclosure, so ultimately they went back and climbed back in themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.